It says in the Torah, "Vayidaber Moshe al Matzmal de Hashem al Bnei Yisrael, Malamit Shemoshe Tikilam Yisrael Shisholam Adarshim Hilchos Chag B'Chag." That it says that he spoke the Moadim of Hashem to Bnei Yisrael, and this teaches us that Moshe Rabbeinu was Metaken that we should be Shol V'Doresh the Halachas of Chag B'Chag. That on the Moadim we should learn the Halachas of the Moadim. It's a pasuk in Vayikra Chaf Gimel Dalet, and the drash of the Gemara is in Megillah Daf Lamed Beis. So Kol HaTorah Kula, Moshe Rabbeinu spoke. So why is it say specifically Vayidaber Moshe Samoade Hashem O Bnei Yisrael? Everything is Vayidaber Moshe. So it teaches us that you have to teach Hilchos Chag B'Chag. Ramban in this pasuk writes, Rabbeinu Darshu Bo Vayidaber Moshe Samoade Hashem O Bnei Yisrael Lamit Shemoshe Olam Yisrael Hilchos Pesach B'Pesach Hilchos Atzeres B'Atzeres Hilchos Chag B'Chag. So apparently that was the takana, that you should, that Moshe Rabbeinu would teach the Jewish people the halachas of Pesach b'Pesach, the halachas of Atzeres b'Atzeres, of Shavuos on Shavuos, and the halachas of Sukkos on Sukkos. And that was the way the takana was made, that since Moshe taught them, that's what we also do. So here you have an interesting idea, that there is this new takana that was mischadish through the hanhaga of Moshe, different than other takanos, like Kriyas HaTorah v'chadome. This takana is through the hanhaga of Moshe Rabbeinu, and not just telling us what to do, but by actually doing it. And it's interesting to understand why. And we are going to go in the derech of Moreinu Rosh Hashiva, Rav Hutner Zatzal. And Yom Kippur it says, "Vayitzu zos lachem l'chuk asola machas b'shana," and this will be for you for an eternal law, once a year. So if Yom Kippur is on the 10th of Tishrei, of course it's Achas B'Shana. So what's the chiddush here of Achas B'Shana, once a year? Of course it's once a year. It says in the Torah, in Vayikra, Tesvav Beis Gimel, Vayavu B'Choleis Al HaKodesh Mibes LaParoch, etc. V'Zos Yavu Aaron Al HaKodesh. Then you have the whole parsha, and at the end it says, it's L'Chuk HaSolam, Vayis Zos Lachem L'Chuk HaSolam, L'Charpa B'nei Yisrael Mikoch HaTosam Achas B'Shana. So Aaron's not allowed to come to the Kodesh HaKadoshim unless it's once a year, and he does the Seder HaKorbanos, because it says in the Torah, "V'ayisa lechem l'chuk asolam l'chaper al b'nei yisom b'kol chatosam achas b'shana," just once a year. So the Gra explains that Aaron was allowed to enter into the Kodesh HaKadoshim whenever he wanted, but tonight that he does according to this Seder. But for another Kohen Gadol, it would be Knisa, the entrance was permitted only on Yom Kippur. So Achas L'Shana is coming Afuke, it's coming to exclude the Zos Yavo Aaron, that's in the beginning of the parasha. That at the beginning of the parasha, it says B'Zos Yavo Aaron, and he has to do this Seder. And then when it says Achas B'Shana, that's not talking about Aaron, because Aaron can come whenever he wants. Others can only come on Yom Kippur. And the pasuk of Chuk HaSolam, once a year, is relating to the other Kohanim. But then we get into a problem, because it says in the Torah, V'chagotzem oso chag l'Hashem shivas yamim b'shana. It says by Sukkos, you should celebrate the chag to Hashem 7 days in the year. So how are you going to understand in the year here? By Yom Kippur, we understand the Achas B'Shana talking about a regular Kohen Gadol. Not Aaron's only allowed to go once a year. So what's the B'Shana by Sukkos? So the Yisod of this Inyan is in the Mishnah in Edios, that the Ketz, the end of days, is Tali B'Mispar HaDoros. It says, Dor Revi Yashuvu Heina. We also find the Cheshbon of years, Arba Meos Shana. So we find 4 generations returning back to Eretz Yisrael, and we find the Cheshbon of years, 400 years. The Ravid explains, V'cheinu miyisodu shal Agra, that the Mispar Hashanim hu cheshbon shal yemei ha-galus. When we talk about years, that's the galus. Doros is coming into Eretz Yisrael in the Geula. Galus is talu in years. Geula is talu in, depends on generations. To use another phrase it differently, Mispar Hashanim is in the kilkul, is in the shibud, is in what goes wrong. And Mispar Doros is Tovos and Geula, what goes right, the redemption. What is the root of this chilek? So let's first explain the union of mispar that is stated here with regard to doros and shanim. That through this mispar, of its starfus, of combining one to the next, there's going to be a certain shleimus. In other words, when you have four generations or 400 years, there's going to be a certain generations, a certain shleimus, a certain completeness, and that's the Doros and the Shanim, four generations, 400 years. So Mispar is like a chazaka. So we have a chazaka that three times, if it happens, it's a chazaka. If it merely happens twice, it's not a chazaka. So we want to understand this inyan of Mispar, this chazaka, that this is what makes it strong, established, three times, 4 years, four generations, 400 years. So there are three kedushas. There's kedushas hazman, kedushas hamakom, and kedushas hanefashas. The sanctity of time, the sanctity of place, and the sanctity of the souls. In the bechira and the kviyus of these kedushas, there is a difference between kedushas hamakom and nefashas from the kedusha of zman. Kedushas hamakom is makom hamikdash. That was clarified after the giving of the Torah Shebichtav, like it says, "Hamakom asher yifchar Hashem," and that's through a navi. Kedushas nefashas, there's a mitzias of bechira after tkufas nesinas haTorah, like Malchus David, who was chosen through a navi. And these bechiros are active b'din d'oraisa, ad kedei kach she'acholek olav nidon kakofer. That if someone argues and he says that David HaMelech is not worthy of being king, so he has a din of a kofar. So we have Kedushas HaMakom, which is Al Yidei Navi. We have Kedushas Nefashos, we have the king chosen Al Yidei Navi, like the Makom HaMikdash is chosen Al Yidei Navi. The truth of the matter is, parenthetically, where is it alluded to in the Chumash that a person is Zocha to Malchus Olam? Very interesting to see where that is, if there's such a remez like that. And only Kedushas Hazman that was given Dafka de Moshe B'Torah after that, there's no more Zman, there are no more Zmanim De'oraisa. So again, what's the difference? These two, Kedushas HaMakom, was misbarer after the giving of the Torah Shebichtav. Makom Asher Yivchar Hashem. Navi. Kedushas Nefashos, Navi. After the giving of the Torah, even though these choices are midoraisa, they have biblical import. They have biblical standing. Kedushas Hazman was given by Moshe in the Torah. So what's the reason for this? It's not possible that there can be other events that are going to create Kedushas Hazman. In the Gemara we find that Zmanim are called an Os. That's Gemara in Menachos, page 36. What does that mean? That it's a memory or a testimony to an event that occurred. But only Kedushas Hazman is called an os. The only sign is Kedushas Hazman. Not Kedushas HaMakom, not the sanctity of place, not the sanctity of the souls. When there is an os of Shabbos and Moedim, then we're pater from the os of Tefillin. Mashen came when it comes to Kedushas HaMakom v'nefashos. Even the holiest place, Lefnai or Lefnim, and even the holiest person needs to wear tefillin. So you can't say, what do we say about tefillin? That if there's an os of Shabbos, you don't have to wear tefillin. So there's a In a holy place you have to wear tefillin? Of course. A holy person has to wear tefillin? Of course. So only when it comes to holy times, then you don't have to wear tefillin, because that's an os. It's a holy time, it's a yontif, a Shabbos, that os is pater from the os, that paters you from the os of tefillin. But you don't find that with Kodesh HaKadoshim. You don't find that with the holiest person. Everybody is chayv in the os of tefillin. In the Sefer Pachad Yitzchak and Chanukah, in Maimer Tezayim, Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal explain that just like in the Koma of a Yochid, first you have the Mahalach of Re'iyah, and then you have the Mahalach of Zechira. Just like in the stature of a person, first you see and then you remember. So too, in Knesset Yisrael, in the Jewish people, is a door of Atem Re'isem, that's the door Hamidbar, the door of Moshe, that all the Re'iyah Sama'oros, Shero, also door, Ne'atakim L'doros Ahemshech. All the events that they experienced, that they viewed, are passed on to the future generations, the generations of tradition, and they are the rememberers. So you have the events that they saw and the events that they remembered. So that's what happens in Knesset Yisrael. In the Klolius HaKoma of Doris Knesset Yisrael, only that generation serves as the witnesses, as the those who see. And then they give the koach of then from them is given the koach hamesira to the later generations. First they saw, and then the later generations remember. So Kedushas Hazman is an os. An os is a zecher and a hemshech to an event, shechol alav re'iyah. Kedushas Hazman is a sign. A sign is a memory of something that you saw. And therefore, the os of Kedushas Hazman is special for the door of Atem Re'isem, the door of the Midbar, the door of Torah Shebichsav. And this is in Shaykh to a second door. And even though they themselves saw the entry into Eretz Yisrael, nevertheless, there's no moed of Kedushas Kenisa La'aretz. There's no holiday where we celebrate the entry into Eretz Yisrael. So what is an os? An os is a memory. A memory of what they saw. So the Kedushas, the os of Kedushas Hazman is unique to the door of Atem Re'isem, because they actually saw it. So the os is going to relate to the door that saw, because what they saw created Kedushas Hazman. So when we came into Eretz Yisrael and we saw ourselves coming to Eretz Yisrael, no Kedushas Hazman was engendered from that, because this is not an essential inherent re'iyah. This is just something, they happen to have seen it, but there's nothing holy evolving from that, developing from that. The door of Re'iyah and Knesset Yisrael is the first generation. And that's the door of Midbar. Just like the door of Midbar is door shel Re'iyah Dafka, and that precludes tradition, because they saw it, it's not a tradition, they were there. So too, the generations afterwards are the doros of tradition, and out of seeing. At the closing of Torah Shebichsav, that was the closing of the Kviyus Kedusha Yismani Deoraisa. The sealing of the Torah Shebichsav was the sealing of the establishment of holy times. Because what are holy times? When you witness an event that has Kedusha Yisman. And that was only in the time of Torah Shebichsav. And once you see that event, then you're in this Kedushas Hazman, and then the sign isn't necessary anymore. Because you have that Kedusha remains for all the generations. So when we have the Kedusha of Shabbos, or the Kedusha of Moed, that established the Kedusha Doraisa, the Kedusha Sazman. That Kedusha Sazman is an Os. An Os is a Zecher and a Hemshech for something for which we had Re'iyah. So we don't have to wear tefillin on Yantif. Why don't we have to wear tefillin on Yantif? Because the Os of tefillin is supposed to remind us. But when we're in Shabbos or Yantif, that has Kedushas Hazman. That itself reminds us. Because at the time we saw it, and now we remember it through this Os. So no other Os is necessary. So on Yantif, you don't have to wear tefillin. Because we saw, and then from that scene came an Os. And the Os is Kedushas Hazman Doraisa. And then afterwards, no Os is necessary. Because an Os is a Zecher and a Hemshech to an event which we actually saw. So, when it comes to a holy person, he has to wear tefillin no matter how holy he is. He still needs this Os, a sign to remember God. Remember Yitzis Mitzrayim, whatever it may be, but he needs the sign to remember. If you're in the holy place, in the Beis HaMikdash, Kodesh Kodashim, you still need the Os. The only time you don't need the Os is when we talk about Kedushas Hazmanim. Because what's Kedushas Hazmanim? That's something that we witnessed. And then the Os is the Zecher for what we witnessed. That's what an Os is, a memory of what we saw. That's what we need a sign for. Ah! So, once you have the sign of Tefillin, of Yantif, you don't need the sign of Tefillin. So now we're going to go back to the Ravid, that the Cheshbon of Mispar Hashanim was unique to Galus. And not to the re-entry into Eretz Yisrael. So now we understand. What's a year? A year is a cycle of all the different times and events that were established in it. Like Yitzis Mitzrayim, Matan Torah. And after a certain number, they combine and they create a Shlemus. But since, as we explain, the entry into Eretz Yisrael is not included in the Cheshbon of Kedushas Hazmanim, and it's not part of every year, because again, a year is a cycle of remembering events that have Kedushas Hazman. But entering Eretz Yisrael, that event doesn't have Kedushas Hazman. No holiday came from that. Nothing holy came from that. We went to Yantar itself. It's great. But there's no special Yantif to commemorate that. It doesn't have Kedushas Hazman. And therefore, the combination of Shanim is not Poel, the Shlemus that brings to Bias Haaretz La'asid Lavo. So Misbar Hashanim doesn't have anything to do with Bias Haaretz. Because again, what's a year? A year is a cycle of all the different events that were established that have Kedushas Hazman. And then you combine them all, and it's a Shlemus. All these different events. But entering Eretz Yisrael wasn't one of those events. So therefore, Shanim are not going to create this Shlemus that's going to bring us to Eretz Yisrael in the future. Because a Shana is a commemoration of events that had Kedushas Hazman. And the entry into Eretz Yisrael doesn't have Kedushas Hazman. So therefore you can't say Shanim is going to bring us to entry into Eretz Yisrael in the future, to the Geula. There you have a different type of Shleimus, the Shleimus of Doros. V'dor revi yashuvu heina. For Shani you need Kedushas Hasman, but not for Doros. Fourth generation is going to come back into Eretz Yisrael. So the Galus is Bishanim, but the Geula, because again a Galus is a Mispar, it's a unit, it's a number of years, which when they all come together there's a certain Shleimus, whatever that amount of years has to be, and each year has those Nekudas of Kedushas Hasman, and that's the Galus, but not the coming into Eretz Yisrael. For that it says Dor Revi Yashuvu Heina. So based on this, we understand the Chiddush in the word Shana in relationship to Sukkot, Shivas Yomim Bashana. Because Sukkot is Al-Shem Anani HaKavod. And that was the Shmira that brought Am Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael. V'yisuv v'yachanu ha-kol ha-idei Anani HaKavod. And therefore we have the Chiddush of Shivas Yomim Bashana. There are 7 days of the year that even though the entry into Eretz Yisrael was in the second generation, of Klal Yisrael, that does not, in other words, the generation after those who left Egypt, that generation, that door didn't enter into Eretz Yisrael, but the next generation entered into Eretz Yisrael. So even though that Knesset Eretz Yisrael is not Kovei Kedushas Hazman, doesn't establish a holy time, nevertheless we have some sort of Achiza. We can hold on to it a little bit through the walking to the path towards Eretz Yisrael, which is in the generation of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Dor HaMidbar, and Mitzad Zeh, it goes into the Cheshbon of Shana. The Kedushas HaZman of Sukkot, the Zman Anani HaKavod, is the Tkufas HaYetziyah Mitzrayim Le'agia La'aretz. So here you have the Atem Re'isem that testifies about our path to Eretz Yisrael, even though the Etzem HaKnisa was in the next generation. So again, how do we define Shana? We define Shana as the sum of different events that create, that engender, that generate Kedushas HaZman. And when all of those events happen, you pass through the whole cycle of all those events that happen in 12 months, that's a year. And included in this Shana is Sukkot. So the actual entry into Eretz Yisrael doesn't have Kedushas Hazman, but the Anani HaKavod, which brought us to Eretz Yisrael, that does have Kedushas Hazman. That's the Kedushas Hazman of Sukkot. And therefore, since we define Kedushas Hazman, Ashana, as a period in which you have a full cycle of events that create Kedushas Hazman, so it makes a lot of sense to say Shivas Yamim Bashana about Sukkot, because Sukkot was a time. So even though the Etzem Knesset Eretz Yisrael doesn't have Kedushas Hazman, the fact that we came in, but the path there, the Anani HaKavod, Sukkot does have Kedushas Hazman, and therefore it's included in the concept of Shama, Shivas Yamim Bashana. And now we go back to where we started. This is Vayidaber Moshe, Mo'adei Hashem L'Bnei Yisrael. So let's see the Omek HaPshat. B'chol HaTorah Kula, Moshe Rabbeinu speaks Divrei Torah. But the Dibur of the Mo'adim is not just a Dibur, but rather the Etzem HaMo'adim, Mitzad Mahuso Madregoso Shel Moshe. The Etzem HaMo'adim are because of the essence in the high Madreg of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is the Rayim Mehimna of the Dor HaMidbar. The Mo'adim are rooted in Atem Re'isem. You saw it, of Moshe's generation. What are the Mo'adim? The events that were experienced by the door of Moshe. Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot. And therefore comes the Takan of Moshe, Lehilchos Chag B'Chag, Bofen Shel Maisa. The Takan of Moshe, the way he did it. Moshe Rabbeinu taught them the Halachas of Chag. So we also teach the Halachas of Chag. Because what are the Mo'adim? The Mo'adim are the Atem Re'isem. You experienced it. So it makes sense that the Takan of Moshe Rabbeinu with regard to the Mo'adim are things which are seen, which are experienced, that Moshe Rabbeinu actually taught it. He would teach them Hilchos Chag B'Chag. Just like the Etzem HaChag is through a Maisa, is through the Maisa Nisim, the event that they experienced, and it's not just a Tzivui, so too, this Takana is not just a Tzivui, but it was through a Maisa, through an event, through an experience. And the Moedim the concept of time comes close to Torah, because the whole essence of establishing Kedushas Zman only came about through the Madrega of Moshe, which is Torah. As we explain, that Kedushas Zman is only Doraisa. Kedushas Zman is not unlike the Kedushas HaMakom, which was established afterwards, and Kedushas Nefashos. Melech Kol Adoros, that was established afterwards. But Kedushas Zman is Shaykh to Moshe Rabbeinu, the Madrega of Moshe, Dor Matan Torah. And that explains why those who are Zoche feel a special Aliyah when they learn Divrei Torah of the Chag on the Chag. Because that's Mishayich them to the Madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu. Because the Bechin of Zman, this time, comes very close to Torah, to the Dor HaMakabli HaTorah. Because the only way we have this Kedushas Zman is through Moshe, through events that we experience, through Atem Re'isem, that door of Kabbalah HaTorah. So it comes through that experience, and therefore the Takana, to learn the Halachas, also comes through experience, that Moshe Rabbeinu actually did it, they lived it, they experienced it. And then when we learn Hilchos Chag B'Chag, we're miskarev, we come close to that bechina of Moshe Rabbeinu and Dor HaMidbar. Advarim niflai me'od ve'ezer Hashem, we hopefully will see more depth about this in the future. Shalom, shalom, sweetest, most beloved friends.